Hello, thank you for being here, and welcome to A Broad Sense. I am your host, Candace Chapman. So, I told you that today we were going to go over some more of the questions you should ask yourself before you move, but there's been a development. So, remember how I said that I had moved to East Africa 10 years ago. And although it was a challenging experience, it was also amazing. And so much so that I wanted that back. Well, the truth is, I'm moving. And time is ticking. And because time is ticking and I have lots to do, as I promised, I am going to take you on this journey with me. However, doing this and living and everything else that needs to be done, the fact is, life does not stop for you. It does not stop for you when things are happening and things are challenging and you have other things to do. It does not stop. So life's not stopping, and I have lots to do. And that's the development. So unlike what I had expected to do for today, I mean, I knew this was coming up and it was hanging over me, and I'm thinking about all the things I have to do and trying to get them done, and instead I spent much of the day today lying on the floor. That's what overwhelm looks like for me often. And I mean, it's different for everyone, right? But I did get some stuff done, but it's a lot. And trying to do a podcast on top of it is a lot also. So this is what I'm thinking. Just a day ago, was it a day ago? Just yesterday. Oh my goodness. Just yesterday, I was telling someone how it's often the case where you can do something just enough to hate it. So if you do it here and there, sporadically, a couple of times, you know, once a month, you're going to hate it, and it's going to be really hard each time. And it's like exercise. You know, if you exercise here and there a couple times a month, you will hate it most likely every time, because every time it will be hard to start, hard while you're doing it, and hard afterwards in your recovery. It's not going to be a fun experience. However, if you get into the habit of doing something, then it becomes bearable. And it stops from being bearable. It becomes enjoyable all the way through that process. And you do it enough and you start to crave it. And it becomes a part of you and something that you miss. And so I do this podcast twice a month. And yes, it has become easier. And at the same time, it has also become somewhat of a drag. There's something that is holding me back from doing it in a reasonable amount of time. And so I can make a couple of decisions here. I could say, I tried it. It's not my thing. But I'm not convinced of that yet. And sometimes, instead of doing less of something to make it easier, I think this is a case where I have to do more of it. So yes, it's going to be difficult. And I'm probably signing myself up to fail. But at this point, I think it's the better decision. So instead of doing twice in a month, every other week, I'm thinking of boosting it to once a week. And in fact, I'm thinking of doing it even more, where I am just going to come on here as I'm going through these steps, as I am working, as I am transitioning. Let me keep you guys abreast of all of these details. So that's the announcement. That's the plan. And let's see how it goes. This whole experience has been, let's see how it goes. So thanks for coming along. I know this is really short because I mean, I'm used to talking like five times as long as this, and at least doing some kind of, I don't know. It has been crazy lately, but let's try this and see how it goes. Thank you. Really, thank you.